Some of you are coming to the Lord right now and you're crying out from your heart saying, Lord, I want things to be the way they used to be between us. God, I want to have my first love back because I feel like it's slipping. I feel like this relationship between us is not the way it used to be. And so you're crying out at night, you're crying out from the depths of your soul saying, Lord, it's Passover right now. I need to be ready for you. I need to be ready for in light of what you've done. And yet, look at my heart. I feel like there's something wrong and I'm not even sure how to fix it. And see, I want to just tell you something that the Lord is saying in response to all of this is that you have to respond. See, it is good for us to cry out to Him and ask Him, but the answer to our prayer is often Him speaking and saying, you have to respond to my love. See, God has done something, and it is now in our court as to how we will respond to what He has done. See, He has become the Passover lamb. He has opened doors for you and your family to bless you. He has provided. He, despite your sin, despite your depravity, despite your lawlessness, despite your drug addiction, your porn addiction, your murderous heart, your gossips, your slanders, despite the fact that you took things that weren't yours or looked at coveting things that weren't yours, despite that you dishonored your father, your mother, despite that you hated your brother, despite the things that you have done, He has done something. He has died for you in your place. He has said, I take the punishment. Now here's the question, how will you respond? What will you do with what the Passover lamb has done for you? You can toss and turn all you want at night, crying out, God, I want things back to the way they used to be. Then respond to His love, because the way that you had things the way they used to be is because you responded to His love initially. You witnessed His love, you witnessed His grace, you witnessed His mercy, you witnessed His forgiveness upon your life, and you responded to it. You said, Father, in light of what you've done for me, I want to live for you. And you gave Him your life, and you gave Him your time, you gave Him your energy, you made way for Him in your life, and now you're making way for everything else. See, to lose your first love is not, it's not that His love has ceased. It's not that He's lost His sight off of you. It's that you've lost sight of Him. He's not lost His love of you. You've lost love of Him. And that's only because you haven't been reminded and recognized the love that He has for you. That love that you recognized at first. That was what drew you to Him. It is the kindness of God that draws men to repentance. You need to be reminded of His kindness and His love. And the way that you do it is by getting in His midst and praying and thanking Him. It's when we stop thanking Him. It's when we stop, when we start losing sight of what He has done for us, that we forget really the love that we deeply do have for Him. But that love gets drowned out by the distractions, the love of things of this world instead. We've fallen in love with a different lover, the world, while our Messiah, He's walking through the garden, calling our name, saying, I'm preparing a place for you, but are you preparing a place for me in your life right now? Or am I just here preparing a place for you with my Father, in my Father's kingdom, while you're just preparing a place for the world in your heart? You're just preparing a place for the coveting of the things of this world in your heart. See, brothers and sisters, He's calling us now to have a heart that is sanctified unto the Lord. He's calling us now to put away, look at your heart, look at the, what is it that's taking your time and energy and that you've given your life to? Is it the Lord? Is it Yeshua? Have you picked up your cross and followed Him, or have you picked up a cross for this world? Because see, you're going to die for something eventually. It's either going to be for Him, for Yeshua, for Jesus to live for Him in His kingdom, or you're going to die for this world, in this world, and you're going to stay in this world. But if you die in Him because you've die to yourself and to the things of this world, then you're not going to stay in this world. You're going to be resurrected from the dead. And you're going to go to a new world, a world unseen right now that is coming to be with him in the place that he has prepared in the Father's kingdom. But now you have a decision. It's not about just tossing and turning and crying out. It's about making a decision. It's about saying, Yeshua, I repent of my sins. I repent of my distractions. I repent of all the things that I have put before you in your kingdom. And now I will come and set you first in my life again. I will come and restore you as the first love of my life yet again. But that decision must be made today. Father, I pray right now, Lord, for anyone listening to this who desires to give up the things of this world that has taken root in their heart. Right now, Lord, we decide to do it. We repent of our sins. We repent of how the world has tried to creep in and we have given it ground. And Lord, we establish your world, your kingdom, your life in our life. Give us your mind of Christ so we may think your thoughts, not our own, not the world's, but yours. Give us eyes to see. Give us a new heart, a desire to bring your kingdom on earth. In the name of Yeshua, amen. Many blessings. Subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one. Shalom.